From the WGXC newsroom, this is the Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, October the 21st, through Sunday, October 23rd. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, 518 Sports reported that the Hudson High School varsity football team is headed for the Class B semifinal against Schuylerville on Friday, October the 28th. On Friday, Hudson trounced Johnstown 52-0, while Schuylerville earned its spot after beating Ravenna Coyman Selkirk 25-6. In other contests on Friday, Taconic Hills beat Salem 10-6, Coxsackie Athens was victorious over Helleberg Valley 46-13, and Chatham defeated Rensselaer 48-22. Also this weekend, the Hudson High junior varsity footballers finished the year with 7 wins to 1 loss after Glen Falls beat the Blue Hawks in the Section 2 Class B JV Championship 19-12. In other news, the Wyndham High School Lady Warriors finished second in the Delaware League Soccer Championships held on Saturday, October the 22nd in Oneonta. They lost to now four-time Delaware League champions, the South Courtright Lady Rams. Greg Hudson reported in the Daily Mail that the Greenville School District's computer policies and procedures need to be updated, according to a report from the state comptroller, Thomas DiNapoli. Websites about weapons, fantasy sports, and online shopping are accessible on computers, for instance. According to the report, and I quote, although the district has established an acceptable use policy and procedures, they have not been updated since 2001. Further, personal use of IT assets is not clearly defined, end quote. Students can borrow school-owned computer tablets and other network devices, but there is no written policy about what students can use the computers for while away from campus. In a September 12th letter, Greenville Superintendent Tammy J. Sutherland wrote, and I quote, we would like to thank the Office of the State Comptroller field staff for both their comprehensive and meaningful report and for their professionalism throughout the audit process. The district has already begun to address the recommendations given in the report. End quote. The Mid-Hudson News Network reported that police in Fallsburg, Sullivan County, are investigating 3 cases of vandalism of Jewish-owned stores in Woodburn, Woodridge, and South Fallsburg. All 3 establishments sustained broken or damaged windows believed to have been caused by a BB gun or some other weapon. It is unknown if the incidents were timed to coincide with the beginning of the holiday Sukkot. The vandalism comes 2 weeks after the stone entrance to Temple Beth Shalom Cemetery in Warwick, Orange County, was spray-painted with Nazi graffiti. Both incidents are under investigation. W.T. Eckert reported in the Columbia Green Media that attorney, former Dutchess County legislator, and Republican Assembly candidate Michael N. Kelsey was sentenced to 7 years in prison on Friday, October the 21st. Kelsey, 38, of Salt Point, was found guilty of sexually abusing 2 teenage boys in the summer of 2014. The abuse occurred when Kelsey was leading a Boy Scout group on a week-long excursion in the Adirondacks. Arguing in favor of a longer sentence, St. Lawrence County Chief Assistant District Attorney Frank R. Cosatore Jr. said, while he knew, as a prosecutor, it was his job to pursue justice, he couldn't help but be touched by a tinge of the desire to seek revenge for the boys. Cosatore said Kelsey, and I quote, used his education and skills to gain power, authority, and influence. He infiltrated one of this county's most honored institutions specifically for the purpose of preying on young men, end quote. When given the opportunity to speak, Kelsey thanked his friends and family for their support. Kelsey said, and I quote, to my accusers, I wish them well in life. I hope they will pursue and achieve Eagle Scout. And lastly, I pray that God will rain down his goodness and mercy on all of us here, as well as those inmates that I come in contact with in jail, end quote. Presiding Judge Felix J. Katina said he considered Kelsey's, and I quote, a total betrayal of trust, lack of any remorse or acknowledgement of wrongdoing, and the harm done to the 2 boys, end quote, in his sentencing. In addition to 7 years in prison, Kelsey also received 10 years of post-release supervision and will have to register as a sex offender. He will also have to pay more than $14,000 in court fines, fees, and surcharges. Kelsey has filed an appeal of his sentence. Matthew Hamilton reported at Capitol Confidential that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo signed into law on Friday, October the 21st, a bill that penalizes users of services like Airbnb for advertising short-term apartment rentals in New York City. Those services are already illegal under state law. San Francisco-based Airbnb immediately said it would take legal action to block the legislation. Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzopardi said in a statement, and I quote, "This was an issue that was given careful, deliberate consideration, but ultimately these activities are already expressly prohibited by law," end quote. Azzopardi said the activities, and I quote, "compromise efforts to maintain and promote affordable housing by allowing those units to be used as unregulated hotels and deny communities significant revenue from uncollected taxes, the cost of which is ultimately borne by local taxpayers," end quote. The new law is a blow to the international home sharing website. Airbnb spokesman Peter Schottenfeld said in a statement, and I quote, "In typical fashion, Albany backroom dealing rewarded a special interest, the price-gouging hotel industry, and ignored the voices of tens of thousands of New Yorkers," end quote. The company believes the law violates the Federal Communications Decency Act, the First and Fourth Amendments of the U.S. Constitution, and a Home Rule Clause of the State Constitution. Greg Topo reported in USA Today, if America's school children were making the decision, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton would be the next president, beating Republican Donald Trump in a landslide. The New York City-based education publisher Scholastic has sponsored a mock election for students every 4 years since 1940. Historically, the outcome of the Scholastic election has predicted the outcome of nearly every presidential race. This year, polling took place in elementary through high school classrooms, both in print and online, from early August through October the 12th, with more than 150,000 students casting ballots. Clinton beat Trump 52% to 35%, carrying enough states to win 436 electoral votes to Trump's 99. This year, write-in candidates and third-party candidates Gary Johnson and Jill Stein garnered 13% of the vote, an unusually high percentage. Alternate candidates this year edged out both Clinton and Trump in the District of Columbia to earn 3 electoral votes. Scholastic says children have called 16 of the last 18 presidential contests, including every single one since 1964. According to one expert, fewer than half of all children embrace the political beliefs and candidate preferences truly aligned with those of their parents. Children, he said, and I quote, tend to see what's going on TV and on the internet, and make conclusions for themselves, end quote. Today is day 6 of the WGXC Dead Air 2 Resurrection 2016 Fall Pledge Drive. During the coming days, WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Green and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of showers before 7 a.m. today. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 52 degrees. For Monday night, partly cloudy with a low around 35. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 47 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 31. And on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 42 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 29. The sun rose this morning at 7:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 5:58 p.m., providing us with 10 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 24th day of October 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.